envision three female attorneys coming together to have our voices heard. Each of us would have different opinions, different passions, different backgrounds, and different views. Although we are different and unique, we are able to come together to discuss our experiences, navigating through the legal profession and this thing called life. Now, the vision has come alive, and we invite you each and every week to listen to us as we talk about what's trending in the news and our legal insights. Tackle real life issues that affect not only us as attorneys, but us as women of color. Disclaimer. This podcast is intended to provide entertainment and general information. The information provided and the views given are not intended to constitute legal advice and should not be relied upon as legal representation. All views expressed on this podcast are our own and do not represent the opinions of any entity whatsoever we are affiliated with now or will be affiliated with in the future.
Hi, guys. It's a little change of pace, but it's Sam Frazier. I'm your host for today, and we are talking everything with dating in 2019. But first, let's do an introduction. To my left, we have...
Taria, are you excited to be the host today?
I'm the hostess with the mostest.
Lord have mercy.
Wow, everybody's not able to take the lead.
Excuse me, I'm the host and we're doing introductions. Thank you. Okay, and to my right we have...
This is Brandy, your favorite girl. Hey, y'all.
I'm not sure if she's everyone's favorite girl, but we'll see. We are talking about dating. But also, we have two friends of the show, our Ride Along podcast hosts. Please introduce yourself. To my left, I have...
Royce of the Ride Along podcast. Thank you guys for having us. You can check us out on Instagram at the Ride Along podcast.
And to my right?
I am DJ Bronze. Please check me out on Instagram, DJ_BronzeGirl.
DJ Bronze. Okay, so let's get into it, guys. So we're not going to hold back. We are talking about dating in 2019. And what does that mean? So first off, guys, who's all single here? Let's just have a
everybody
show
but
of
you.
Hands.
Yes.
Oh,
single.
Everybody yeah. but you.
Yeah, single. Everybody but you. Single.
Surprise, surprise. So single and ready to mingle. At the end, you guys can leave your name, number, and... We can see if we can get some hookups. Right? Anyone still on Tinder? No?
No.
Okay, we'll check about it. Okay. Anyway,
okay. Tried Tinder.
I've been there.
It didn't work for me.
Why it didn't work, Brandy? It was kind of like Instagram for me. I just got caught up looking at people's pictures Instagram. It was like, and I don't do, online dating doesn't work for me. You know, I'm sociable. I'd rather go out and meet people organically and have a conversation. I can't. I've tried online dating. People don't reply back. Like, no.
Gotta keep it real.
I couldn't do it Tinder.
Okay. No, it
wasn't. I'm old school.
Old school.
I'm only like women.
Yeah, it's okay to be old
you
school.
You only like women. I think Tinder has where you can put in like people that you. Like
I couldn't tell who was who, so I didn't want to take the chance.
Okay.
They stopped I didn't know. I didn't know who was
I guess,
who.
You know what? I think when I signed, it was like a month or two ago. But because I had some of that too. And I'm like, okay, no.
And it wasn't in the profile, so I was like, all right, yeah, I'm going to head out.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Funny story. When I was single and I did use Tinder, I didn't find any like dates, but I randomly became like really good friends with a guy I met on Tinder and then went to his like wedding and like
wow.
And like now we're like really good friends. I love his wife. Like it was great.
Wow.
So
did they meet on Tinder?
No, they didn't. But I actually, when they started dating, he like showed me the ring and we talked about like proposing. It was like a whole thing. Like,
wow.
Yeah, they're great people. Shout out Kels. I'm pretty sure him and his wife have subscribed. Like, they're cool peeps. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Okay, so anyway, let's get back on track. So, someone explained to me in 2019, what do you really describe dating? Like, what is dating? Like, is it someone asking you out? Is it someone, like, shooting a message and y'all talk every day? Like, what is really dating?
It's definitely not what it used to be.
What
I mean,
used to be
like, yeah, if you see somebody in person, they'll come to you and be like, oh, can I text you? Can I hit you up sometimes? And then they'll ask you if you want to go out, you know, to the movies or something simple.
Right.
But now it's just like...
Netflix and chill.
Maybe they ain't got no money.
you got $14 a month for Netflix.
Right. So that's dating, right? Y'all don't like Netflix and chill.
No.
Okay.
Dating is, you ask me out, we go hang out. And it doesn't have to be expensive dates, right? It's just having experiences with someone from the opposite sex. So whatever that looks like.
Actual experiences. Exactly. Not just, oh, how you doing? Okay, that's it. Right. Like, it's no conversation, organic. No trying to get to know you as a person. Right. It's just what's on the surface. And that's what dating is. It's just, there's nothing intimate about dating these days.
That's nothing true. Intimate. Okay. Why do you think it's nothing intimate, though?
Because I feel that no one is taking dating seriously. I think, you know, and this day of age, especially, I'm 28 years old, guys my age, either already married or not even, they're going to go well into their 30s without having a serious relationship. And they're okay with that. Like, they're okay with that.
Right.
And, I don't think nobody's really taking dating seriously. They just want a homie, you know.
Well, and I don't think you have to work as hard as we did back in the day. So,
you're talking like you're 55.
I mean, since I was in college, so I've been out of college for a while. So, the last 10 years, dating has totally changed because of where social media has gone.
Okay.
Before, when I went to college, I started in 2002, we didn't have all the things we had now. We had AOL Messenger. I remember one of my first boyfriends in college, he wanted to talk to me, and I wouldn't give him my number. So he said, fine, can I get her AOL Messenger? Wow. And that's how he had to first start talking to me, was through AOL Messenger. But that's as far as it got. And then at some point, he has to say, okay, let's meet up, let's hang out, versus now, all people are doing is texting all the time, or I'm going to talk to you in Facebook Messenger or Snapchat or Instagram. And all of social media, most people's lives that they put on social media, it's false. That's not who they really are. So then you're falling in love with this man or this woman who is nothing that you're really going to see in person. You know, anybody can take a great picture, but what do you look like in person? So I just think it's totally changed as to how we talk to people, how we interact with people. You sit on the phone with them all night long. Now you want to text me between 9 and 5, ask me what am I doing. It's called work. Until somebody comes and keeps me off my feet, that's where I'm at from 9 to 5.
So y'all don't like the good morning, gorgeous, good morning, beautiful text.
That's
y'all.
Fine if they think to do it.
Right.
That's fine.
But don't ask me what I'm doing at 10 a.m. What are you doing? Or sign what you're doing. What WYD?
No. Right. Don't ask me what I'm doing at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, well, you know what that is.
Is that the only time you can text me? Really?
So there is no replies at 1 o'clock in the morning because I'm asleep.
You know what that is.
Can you text me when I get off work and ask me how my day was?
At 6 a.m., I'm replying back, talking about I'm up. Like, that's me. Like, at 6 a.m. I'm getting dressed for work. That's when I reply back to 1 o'clock in the morning text. I'm getting dressed for work at 6 a.m.
Do you send what you doing, the WYD text?
To friends. To friends. Like, but, and not really. Actually, you know what? I don't. I just kind of just start talking to them. Like, whatever.
Via text?
Yeah, just start talking to them. It's not like, what you're doing.
Do you prefer text messaging or an actual like telephone conversation?
As far as dating, I used to prefer text messaging, but I recently tried to make myself do more phone calls, just because of like, especially if I just first meet the person, I want to get used to their voice, and kind of helps me get used to their personality, because a lot of stuff has gotten misread in text. Taken out of context, definitely. So I kind of had to, stay away from texting.
Okay.
When I first meet them, at least. So, yeah.
Taria, let's circle back. Why you didn't want to get that man your number, but you gave him your AOL Messenger?
I was not interested.
Oh.
That's a new form of ghosting.
Not interested. I thought he was whack. And so he ended up not being. No, I mean, we dated for 5+ years, so clearly he was not. Yeah, but it was just
talking about a misread.
Wow!
But it was just he wouldn't stop. So I said no, I'm not interested. So he kept asking, and my friend got tired of him asking. So she was like, "Fool, I gave him your Instagram, your AOL Messenger." And I said, "Fine, if he wants to just talk to me that way, he can. And so that's actually how we started talking, was on AOL Messenger.
Oh, okay. Hmm. You know, well, back when I was dating, I had a rule. I would give anyone like an intro. Like, if you ask for my number, I'd give it to you. But if I don't like you, then I just won't respond. Or, you know, you'll get the hint. Eventually.
See,
I don't like that.
Why?
Do I don't like my that. Way. At I'm least a, yeah, my way's I like, yeah, I don't like that.
I think that's an equal opportunist. Like, hey, here's my number. If you're not talking about nothing, then, I mean, hey, I'm not obligated to like you because I gave you my number.
It's like, nah. Or at least say, I have a boyfriend or something.
So you want
to
lie?
So you want me to lie?
At least, like, don't.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. If you corny, you corny.
Or just tell it. All right,
but you're corny, but I'm going to give you my number.
Yeah, because you may not, like you said, with the guy, you may not be corny. But if my first impression of you now is confirmed by your conversation, then we're done. But we could still be cool.
I would say at least going on a date with the dude.
No.
Like, go on one date. You can find out if he's actually corny. You get a free meal out of it, at
Conversation
least.
Will let me know. I'm not wasting my time for
now. And I will say this. Absolutely. I will say this, though. If you're just texting, you really don't get the full person via text. Because there's some people I've known for years, and when they text, they're a horrible texter. And when we're in person, it's like great conversation. So I won't say base it off of text, no.
Well, no, it's hard, yeah. like I won't base it off text. But it goes back to, like, because I'll do that sometimes, give somebody my number. But we've had a phone conversation. Like, they'll call me, we talk, and then I realize, no, you are really lame. And I actually had to have it a couple of weeks ago. And then he ended up, like, literally calling me, like, back to back. Like, I would say, hey, let me call you back. When you going to call me back? You haven't called me back yet. Did you forget about me?
No.
What's his name, Brandy? Don't date this guy. He will call you. Actually, don't even give me your number.
Another disclaimer.
And I'll be quick to block somebody.
Too. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question for you guys. Since you guys are all single, why are y'all still single? Get tired of people asking that question?
I don't get that question.
I don't get that question.
I'm the only person. Do you get that question?
Never gotten that
DJ?
Question.
I don't think so. No, I don't think.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really get that question.
Okay,
how do you feel about that question?
I hate that question because it makes me think, really, what I go home a lot of times. I'm like, why am I single? I'll be in the mirror like, I guess, why am I single? Because normally they'll say like this, Taria, you're intelligent. You're beautiful. You have a great personality. Why are you single?
Right.
The only people that are like that, you must be crazy. I'm like, I'm not, though. Well, and then I go home, and I'm like,
or am I?
Why am I?
I
think there's more women than men, for one.
Some of the women are dating women, and some of the men are dating men. So that could equal out. And then you have some people who are just fluid, who like both sides, you know? So...
I know I'm single because I don't get approached. I'm available though.
Do you think the assumption is for women though? Assumption for women is that everyone wants to be married and have kids and white picket fence in the house?
No.
I mean, that was back in the day, back, you know, grandparents, that was how they lived, but here in 2019 I don't feel pressure to be married. I've been happy being single for as long as I have. So, you know, it's just, I don't feel the pressure. I feel like.
Did you say bull?
Single.
What?
Nah, finish up. Go ahead. I think everybody, to a certain extent, yeah, they do. They want it. Not married necessarily, but with somebody. Compatible with somebody.
Yeah, I feel like everyone wants that intimacy. They want a relationship. Everybody. We're human. We love that, you know? Yeah. But to be comfortable enough to be alone and to love yourself and that's 2019.
I think being comfortable. Not thirsty.
I'm not pressured.
Yeah, right.
I'm not pressured.
You're making it seem like it was a prehistoric thing.
It is. To want a family and kids. People these days don't want to raise kids in this system.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I agree with that.
Ooh, and kids are.
School is worse than it ever has been, you know?
I'm with that.
I can't even imagine.
I mean, I think there is still a good amount of people that want that. Huh. I think it just has changed. Yeah. Every woman is not walking around saying, my clock is ticking. I need to produce a baby.
But I do have friends who literally are like, my biological clock is ticking. And I'm like, girl, I don't even know where my biological clock is, honey. Where is it? He's like, I cannot hear it. I must have thrown it away or something. Like, but a lot of women in our age group, you don't think that they really feel like they're running out of time.
I have a lot in my circle that do feel that way.
Yeah.
I know someone who's actually about to go through the process. She said, I have waited as long as I could, and I'm not waiting any longer.
She going to be a mail order bride?
No, she's going to go in. No, she's going to have a baby. So she's more concerned about being a mother than she is being a wife.
Okay.
So she's taking it. And I feel like that's what we're doing in the 2019 now is that women are saying, fine. You know, if no one's going to marry me, I'm going to still do what I want to do.
Yeah.
So if that's traveling, if that's buying a home, if that's, you know, whatever I want to do, I'm going to embrace that. And if that's motherhood, I'm going to go and I will go purchase some sperm and I will take care of the baby myself because I'm in a position to do that.
That's the only issue. Like, why are we purchasing sperm? It's guys that will willy-nilly freely give you some.
Well,
they will. Just work out a little agreement. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to pay for that sperm. You ain't got
to
go to that
bank. I feel like, to some extent, dudes still would be concerned with, I gave you a child. I want to have a say in what this child does. And so for my friend, she says, this is me by myself. I
think that depends on the dude. I do family law. It's plenty of dudes that I ain't got to pay child support.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what my mind was.
Sign me up.
I don't want to pay for this. Yeah. Child support.
Just told a client today talking about, look, you can get your visit. You can have your rights to your child. Just don't mess with his money. Men will give up their kids for their money.
How can I terminate my rights? You can't.
I had somebody send me a text.
That's crazy.
Like, can I terminate my rights?
Right.
Again, I'm going to deal with really great guys. Because I know my guy friends they'd be more concerned with not having a say in that child's life. So there's still good guys out there. Where is mine, though?
I mean, nobody's saying that there's not any
good
guys out
there. We're
going
to go to the store and get him, Taria.
But nobody's saying there's not any good guys out there. It's just dealing, there's just a lot of not ones.
I'm just for y'all. I'm just going to sit here.
Well, I got a question for you. I got a question for you. So what makes a woman good enough to sleep with but not date?
Oh, geez.
In 2019?
Good enough to sleep with but not date.
I mean, you are the only guy, so we had to come at you, you know, one time.
I mean, I might be the wrong person to ask about this because I'm like, I'm young, you know, so I'm just like, I'm at that age where, like, I'm not looking for marriage right now or anything. I'm more focused on, like, my career and school and stuff like that and no kids. I don't want any kids or anything like that. So, like, I don't have any attachments or anything. So, like.
So you just.
Are you late 20s, early 20s, 30s?
Mid 20s. I'll be 25 next month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, so I'm.
Well, I feel like that's the appropriate person to ask that question. Mm-hmm.
Because,
like,
I mean, go ahead.
You date, right?
Yeah.
But you probably also have a few, you know, B-calls. And what puts the person in the B-call category versus, hey, you know, I'm going to take you to the Cheesecake Factory.
Hypothetically, if I did.
Mama, don't watch this episode.
She don't have anything going on. Like, basically, she just don't have any drive.
She got something.
I mean, she's like,
she's good enough
physically,
for sleep.
She's physically, you know, she's physically attractive, but nothing going on, like, upstairs. You know, that's about it.
So then that's a B call. So then she's good enough for that because she's not intelligent.
She don't have any drive. Even if she is intelligent, so there's some people that are intelligent, they don't have any drive for anything. They just go with the flow.
Right.
And, you know, they don't want to do anything. They don't want to work. They don't want to, even if they work, they don't want to, like, they don't have a plan B or a next step in life. And that's not attractive to me. So.
Women who have the B call but they don't want to date the guy? What about that?
What about it?
See, Brandy, you got all these questions now. Flip it back on you. And you ain't got nothing to say.
Now you got your eyes are shifted a lot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, if you hypothetically speak.
I mean, there's some people that, yes, you cannot take out in public.
Right. Like being Mary Jane, for example. Did y'all ever watch that show?
Watch the
I
ending.
Did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you know Mary Jane had that fawn. I mean, he was fawn.
She had a few of them.
Ooh, he was chocolate. No. This was strictly the B call. Like, that's what he was there for. Maybe
oh, yeah,
he
that was
upset.
More, yeah, because he wanted more, and she only called
ooh,
him
yes,
for
yes, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And she would never commit to him, right? Mm-hmm. But she only wanted certain things, and judging by his body, I could see why. But there are women out there like that. You know, Mary Jane was very successful. She did have boyfriends who, she had a lot of relationships that she wasn't very good at. But this one guy that wanted to be with her, she was like, nah, I just need you for X, Y, and Z, and then you can get up on
because that was at the level that they were on. Because, like, the type of guy he was like, even though he was athletic, they weren't on the same level.
Right.
And so that's why exactly. She wasn't dating him. She was sleeping with him. Right. So it's like, yeah, you good enough, like, went back to what you were saying. You're good enough for me to sleep with, but you're not good enough for me to take you out in public. Like, he probably couldn't have a conversation with her colleagues, or if you dress them up and go to a gala, you can't have that conversation. Right. And then, you know, people like to ask who got money, or when you're around a professional, oh, so what do you do for a living?
Yep. Right.
I'm a bodybuilder. They don't really kind of, you know, yeah. They don't work that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think everybody feels the same way. Like, just as much as beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so is, you know, what a person sees in another person, mm-hmm. Whatever that may be. Like Bravore said, I feel like women are the same way. I can definitely be attracted to a man, but if he doesn't satisfy me mentally or spiritually, then I'm not going to be like, oh, let's take it to the next level. Not at all.
Well, and I'm all about my money. So what you're not going to do is
coin
embarrass me around my money. And so if I can't take you places with me, mm-hmm. and I'm worried about, okay, you don't say this, okay, take mm-hmm. the gum out, all right, do that, you know what I mean? Okay. When they talk to you, go to the bathroom, whatever you're going to do, just, I don't have time for that, because I want to be able to move, and you move one way, and me not be talking to someone else and being like,
ooh, I hope he don't say that lame joke he said in the car.
Right.
Or something like that.
Or, ooh, that other... Mm-hmm. Hopefully he doesn't tell what else he does. Like, he has those side hit gigs. Mm-hmm. Let's not talk about that. So, you know, having someone who you can take, and you know that if someone pulls you away, he's able to continue
navigate
the conversation.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I personally prefer not to bring anyone.
No, I'm going to do it.
Babe, take out it. You didn't know.
I feel like I just because you're like, take the gum out. But it's like, like you were waiting to fit that in there. So like, I'm gonna get that gum out.
I personally, when I dated people, I didn't really bring, even if they were appropriate, whatever they were doing, I didn't feel comfortable. Like, I always like to keep my personal life and work separate.
Yeah.
And so I personally, like, even with my husband, it's a lot of work events he does not come to, because I like to keep my personal life personal, okay? Like, that's separate. When I'm at work, when I'm going to a work event, that is me being on, that is me networking. I don't need to, like, leave you and be pulled away and, you know, like, nah, like, our time is our time. So I don't really even bring people to work events. You ain't got to worry about that. Now, question, guys. Talking about people embarrassing people at work events, right? What is your dating deal breakers? Like, your biggest pet peeve? Like, once this person does this, nope, got to go.
My issue is, like, if we're in a relationship, or if we're just, like, going out.
Either one.
Well, so one of my pet peeves, like, for dating is just being, not being attentive. Because my biggest thing is, do not have your cell phone out if we are on a date. Hmm. Like, no.
What if he a doctor?
Right.
What if it's for business?
It's my time.
What if he got kids?
Ooh. Oh, I prefer men with no kids.
Oh.
And if I do date men with kids, they need to be older.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you heard that. Call 1-800. No kids for Brandy, okay? If you got kids, they need to be 17 and up.
I prefer that.
Okay. So Brandy must be dating 60-year-olds. Okay. Guys in their 50s.
Well, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm gonna be 40.
I know you ain't no spring chicken.
Got one more time.
She called you old.
No, it's okay. No, Brandy is that organic chicken. Yeah. Grass fed. Well kept.
Fix it. Fix it.
She better. What's your deal breaker?
I would say in the talking phase, I can't stand when a guy is just like immediately like, send me a picture. Or, you know, like just.
Period. Yeah.
Like yeah. Just send me a picture. I'm like,
see, I'm petty. I find something like a real fat person, like right. real and ugly, and send that. I'm petty. I do.
I so do petty. You send the pic or do you not?
Typically, no, I won't. It depends. If we've been talking for a long time and then we're at a stage where it's like we're at that point, then yeah, I'll send pictures. But it's like if we're just talking and I'm barely getting to know you on that level, then it's like why would I send you?
I have a question.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of the picture? I don't understand.
Screensaver? I don't know.
I don't understand the purpose of the picture. If we're talking, we've been talking and dating for a while, what do you need a picture for? Take me out. Come meet me. Come take me to lunch. What's the picture? If we are long distance, FaceTime me. Why do you need a picture?
Not that type of picture.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, yeah, especially yeah. now that
Megan
is
the Stallion says she's don't ask myself up. Somebody yeah. else titties. Hmm? That's what Megan Thee Stallion said.
That's fine.
Yeah.
As long as that, if I think it's yours.
So you out here asking for pics?
I don't ask for pictures. No. Yeah. I like it better when I don't have the accents. You just send them.
Oh, they just send Ooh. Them.
No, I'm saying that makes it more, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. But I don't think I've ever asked.
Never.
I don't think I've ever asked.
Do you share them?
No.
Do you delete
I've
them?
Done. I have one time. I have one time. Once.
Okay.
No, I don't delete them. Why do I do that?
So you have a collection.
Y'all good
this is
this
a picture back in 1998.
Y'all this is one of my favorites.
I mean, of course I delete them.
Yeah.
Okay. No, go with the first one.
Stay in the cloud. Y'all, if y'all sending Royce pics, he ain't deleting. He got a collection. Them.
Go do what Brandy said. Find he got someone a collection.
Taria, you sending pics? What we doing?
No, I'm not. Okay. I don't want my pictures out there because, no.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
Even to your husband?
I'm not married.
No, I'm just saying.
So we're not there yet. We're not right. there yet.
You got to decide once you get to that point.
We got a hypothetical.
I mean, I am to my husband. Yup. Okay. And he need to do the same.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, of course.
I plead the fifth on that one, okay?
Good answer, Sam. Good answer.
All right. Okay, y'all, question. Have y'all ever lived with any of your significant others before?
No.
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
Nobody?
Mm-mm. Spend the night when I lived.
Spent the night?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all think... So I guess everyone would agree that shacking up is not in the cards for you guys. Like, y'all don't believe in it.
Not for me.
Not for me. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. I'm good on that one.
Okay. I would think that more people would have experienced that.
A lot of people have. Yeah. I know mm-hmm. people who have, and it's like, it's hit or miss.
That's true.
It's hit or miss. Everyone I've talked to. Miss.
Yeah. Okay. So my next, I guess, on the docket call for today is we're talking about, like, where dating and the law collides. Now, it's funny that we talked about sending the nudes because did y'all know as of September 1, sending unsolicited photos electronically, so that's text messages, emails, social media, that is a crime. It's a Class C misdemeanor, and you could be fined up to $500.
Y'all did disclaimer before I said that, right?
Well, it's okay. It's not retroactive.
Because I was just about to say, you know, now when they start sending you them pictures and you ain't expecting it, that's against the law now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Even if I'm okay with
you,
it?
No, it's consensual.
Yeah, it's consensual. But like, say, for instance, somebody you don't want send a picture.
Right. Oh,
okay.
And, you know, you weren't expecting it. That's against
the law. Or what they say, or at least from the article that we showed, and I know some of my friends who are dating say that guys especially like to send unsolicited nudes
I don't know
to why. Women. And obviously some lawmaker has had enough of that, and they said, no, boo-boo. You send that D-pic, you going to Giselle, or at least a nice little hefty fine. Because now it's called electronic sexual harassment.
Wow.
So can that be on the, along the same lines of if you're just searching something simple and then porn pops up? Is that
No, it's essentially
with the I love this law, by the way, because when I did online dating, I remember I talked to this guy and he said he was a pilot. And so I said, oh, OK. And so, of course, he sent me a couple of pictures in his pilot uniform.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a pilot uniform. And I was like, dude, I don't think that's what the pilots wear.
He was a stripper.
No, he was a maintenance guy. Right? For the airplanes. And so I said, that's an airplane maintenance uniform. He goes, no. When I'm checking the plane out, I wear this jumpsuit. And I said, I've never seen that before.
I've never seen a pilot check a plane out like that.
They check it out before they get on the plane. So they're already in uniform. And so we kept talking. And he said, but don't worry, I have tons of money in my bank account. And then he sends me a picture of his bank account. At this point, I know he's lying. And so it was like $249,000, right? I became petty and I said, ooh, I only date guys that have $250,000 in their bank account. He got mad, called me a lot of names, and then, oh, I got a penis picture.
So he went off on you and still sent you a penis pic.
Wow.
What was the purpose?
What was that for?
Never mind.
Please, no. Explain that.
I was going to ask something that's...
Yes.
Never mind.
What is your question?
Did you I was gonna say
what did you think about the picture?
No, that's not what I was going.
Oh,
it wasn't his. Okay, never mind. That changes everything.
Okay.
I'm like, how can you be like if you're mad? But I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. He was mad and going off on you. What is the purpose of sending a pic?
That's my question.
Well, I think it was the last shot, right? Because if I liked what I saw.
Right, last
ditch. But he's not ready to call you everything but a child of God.
Yeah,
went
but.
Off, and then it's like, oh, by the way, you BH this, this, and that. Boop. They go, like.
So sometimes. You know what I mean? You can be angry.
Right.
But if you ever dated a really attractive man?
Yeah.
Okay. You're angry. And then you realize that he's very attractive.
But,
like,
this is what, but here's the thing, though. It goes
they get
back.
Away with some stuff.
Right.
But really here's
that's
the
thing. Why I never would date a man that can
Y'all
sing.
Weren't dating. Y'all were having a conversation.
I agree, but I think that's where he was coming from. Because right. Like, you're dating.
Because it might have changed someone's mind, you know?
Like oh,
I'd have been like, you know, be like, you called me what?
Oh.
Oh, well. He was just playing. Were you playing?
We can just delete those. Yeah.
I'd have been like, take this and your $249,000 and your maintenance jacket gone somewhere. You made this outfit.
That was my answer. That's why you single. You too doggone sassy. You see?
I do have a mouth on me. That's not why I'm single. But I'm like, no, he was already lying up front.
But no, that was my response. But I wish I could have said, and see me in court.
Yeah, because you could have sued him for that. Or you could have pressed charges.
I sure could have. No, no, it was a long time ago. Okay. That's why I said I wish that was there.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been back on since.
Yeah.
So even if it's not an actual picture that he took on his phone himself of himself.
That's a good question.
It could be any picture sent to your phone that's pornography.
It's not considered pornography. It is considered technology-enabled sexual harassment.
Wow.
Technology-enabled sexual harassment. That's something to think about.
I like that.
Because he was harassing me. Oh. I didn't eat that. I didn't want that.
But my question is, what about when you, I guess from a legal standpoint, when someone is trying to have the gotcha moment when your ex-girlfriend is mad at you and is like, it was consensual, but now it's unsolicited. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, where does that go?
That's true. How
that's
can
your
you
case
that?
Law.
Yeah.
There goes our case law.
Right.
Wow.
So once it gets in there, that's how you're going to be able to.
Like, she was cool with them other nudes. And then we were having a fight, and I thought that would make her, like, not be upset. But actually,
but that's going to happen. That's going to be
go
brought
back
up.
And be yeah. like, yeah, well, I didn't
that's
consent
gonna
to
be,
these.
Yeah. Because I'm like,
who gets this 500? That's the most important question.
I think that the county would get it, honestly. Like any other fine.
Yeah.
So what about the person that's going through distress?
Well, I think that the court will probably make a determination where that person is entitled to restitution of some sort. Mm. But, I mean, what is the damage?
Or pain and suffering.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have a civil suit.
Yeah,
because
I was thinking a civil suit. Mm-hmm. You can bring a civil
suit. But I don't know what you would sue under a civil suit.
Pain and suffering? or mental.
Okay, what would be the damages?
I mean, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be definitely a far stretch. Like, you definitely gonna have to prove it. Like, I mean, I don't see, like, oh my gosh, I was like losing
or
work
negligence.
And stuff.
It could fall under negligence.
I can see it's probably gonna get to that place where revenge porn kind of You know,
that's basically what it is, right?
Well, no. Revenge porn is more so when you have, when, let's say, I sent my nudes to my husband, and then we get divorced or something happens, and he takes it and posts it on Facebook. Okay. That's like revenge porn, right?
Okay.
Because I sent it to him as a consensual thing just for his eyes, and then he sends it, disseminates it. But what we're talking about is when someone is sending you something that you did not ask for. It's like, I was checking my email, and whoa, hold on. Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, brother. I didn't ask for this. And I did not ask for this.
On my good job? On my good job.
Right.
I didn't ask for this. I was thinking about what y'all were saying, the person who has received news before, but then the one that they didn't want, they send it, and then all of a sudden they want to sue.
Yeah.
I was thinking about when a person has had sex with someone multiple times, and then they say that they were raped by this person after the fact. And it's like, you can still go to court and go through trial for that. Right. So I would say that's about the same thing.
Yeah. It can happen.
Yeah,
it
absolutely
can happen.
Yeah.
I would be interested because it's electronic, right? So you could easily, I guess a person could easily just manipulate that and be like, no, I did not want this. But if you have consented to others, and then, like, maybe that's y'all Monday thing, Freaky Friday or something, or, you know, Titty Tuesday. You know, like, you send something every Tuesday, but then now on this Tuesday, you ain't cool with it, or you ain't cool with getting it. So,
I mean, ideally, we don't have case law yet. Yeah. That's what's going to be, that's how it's really determined is a few people have cases and they go in and the courts decide to distinguish this is harassment versus this is not harassment. I would believe the ideal case is, we have text messages like I did. You're not a pilot. That's a maintenance outfit. I only date somebody that has $250,000 or more, and he calls me and gives me all the names in the book, all the names of the alphabet. And then since that, and I'm like, why would you do that? You know, block you. And then I think I could go
that's
in and say,
more on
see,
edge. Yeah.
And that one is more black and white, but I think it's going to be the gray area in there.
Right.
That's going to cause.
It's going to be a lot of gray area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it is going to be that one that, oh, on Mondays you send me this, and then now all of a sudden, you done broke up, and it's an issue.
Yep. It's going to be gonna somebody start that's going to watch this podcast and be like, got your ass, Leroy. You done pissed me off for the last time. And then next thing you know, poor Ray Ray and Leroy locked up. Picked up a charge. And you know he already got one.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, relationships get dicey, guys. So let me ask y'all this. Have you ever made a big purchase, or have any of your friends ever made big purchases with boyfriends and girlfriends?
No.
Like buying a house.
Yes, buying
furniture. A car, buying furniture, charging up stuff.
I haven't.
What's your stance on that?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Listen, because you know what's going to happen.
Right.
This is the question I always have for people that live with each other. You live with each other, y'all go and buy a house, furniture, TVs, dogs, cars. We're together. And then y'all break up and you want to call somebody. No one thought. Get two sofas, get two dogs.
Right, because we in love. Why would I do that? We in love.
You know what kills me with that is that when people say it's because I know we gonna get married.
How about get the ring first?
How about you get at least engaged, like something to show some sort of commitment? I know people who have purchased homes together. That is the worst idea. Now I'm not necessarily against. If you want to live together, I see pros and cons. I've done it before. I did it with my now husband out of necessity just because he had a job and all this other stuff that was going on as far as, like, he had to move really fast, like, from his old job to his new job. So it's like, well, you could just stay here. But I'm okay with that, like apartment wise, because the lease is only a year. But when you are buying a home, a car with a boyfriend or girlfriend, that is hard to get out of. I know some of my homeboys are still waiting for the girl to sell the car that's in their name.
But they were in love. And they needed the car.
And they haven't been together for 10 years, and homegirl still got the car.
Here's the thing. I think, because I fully agree with you, I don't think you should be buying houses with people who, if he's not going to give you a ring, why are you getting a house? I mean, these are easy things to handle. But if you want to get a house, put it in writing. Yep. Just talk. Communicate. Yes. Communicate. Hey, dude, we want this house. Let's just write down. You're going to pay the light bill, the water bill, the cable bill, and then I'm going to cover the whole mortgage.
And they have something called a cohabitation agreement that you can do, that you can already align, like, hey, we're going to be tenants in common. Mm-hmm. We're going to pay this. And if we break up or if something happens, we need to put the house on the market. You know, stop adding these people to y'all credit cards. Like, if y'all are going to get married, it will happen in due time. Do not make married people decisions when you are boyfriend and girlfriend. Because 90% of the time, it doesn't work out. And then you call in a lawyer saying, how do I get her to pay this $5,000 that's on my credit card for this TV and this sofa because she took it when she moved out? Mm. Well, I mean, now you got to go to civil court. You don't have any sort of contract or anything like that. So it's just like, stop making these decisions, these big purchases.
Is there a time frame that they can be together before, like, you know, like the what's the law?
Oh, common law.
Yeah, that can it be?
I'm gonna clear this up for everybody. Okay.
Please do, for the people.
Stop saying y'all are common law. In the state of Texas, you have to meet all three. Let's go through it together, boys and girls. The first element. Taria, tell me the first element, please.
I agreed to be married to him.
That means that you agreed to be married. Not, that is my boo. Not, that is my baby. That is my ride or die. That is, you agreed to be married. You say, this is my husband. And he says, this is my wife. It has to be an agreement. Brandy, what's element number two, please?
After the agreement, they live together and state that they're husband and wife.
Not that you just live together. See, that's where we get lost. That's where we get lost in the sauce. You can't just live together. You can live together for 100 years. And if you still call each other boyfriend and girlfriend, you are not common law married. Okay? So you have to live together and hold yourself out as husband and wife. Now, the last element, boys and girls, is you represent to other people that you are married. That means if you come to Christmas and your aunt is like, I don't know why she brought him. She been with him for 10 years. They ain't never get married. Y'all ain't married. Y'all ain't common law. Now, if you go to the family reunion, everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know, that's Taria's husband. We know, yep, that's her husband. It's like, oh, yeah, you're his wife, blah, 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 to other people, okay? Not just to the people in your head. So all together, stop saying you are common law just because you live together for a couple years and you file taxes together. Now, first off, if you're not married, I would not recommend filing taxes, would you?
Well, why? I'm so confused. So you don't want to be married, but you want to live like married people.
No, you want to be married, but you don't want to be married.
No. But some people really say, I don't like the institution of marriage, so we're just going to live together as partners.
Right.
But you're doing
everything like a married person.
Everything like a married person. And when it doesn't work itself out, you don't have the same benefits as a person who was married to get rid of all your stuff.
Yeah, you're going to call people and be like, we common law.
Well, because when you're divorced, right, you can then...
You can get the 401k.
You can have the 401k, you can have the insurance benefits, you can have the house, you can take care of that house. But if
you have community property.
Correct. That was
you don't have any community property when you are... been boyfriend and girlfriend for 25 years.
Unless you've done what we just talked about, the joint agreement or the written agreement where you said, we're going to pay 50%, you know, this 50% interest in the house, and you have 50%, and if we sell it, or if we decide we break up, then, you know, I'm going to buy you out of this house, or we're going to sell the property. You've taken those steps that the court would do if you were married. And but people don't look at that because they just, I don't need the institution of marriage.
Well, if you don't need the institution of marriage, stop trying to get that tax cut on your taxes, okay?
But once you tell the IRS you're married, too, that follow up under common law.
Wrong answer. That is circumstantial evidence, meaning that will support, like, if someone says we're common law, then you could say, if the argument is like, because typically when you have common law cases, one person is saying we're common law, and the other's like, we ain't never been common law. We are not common law, because they don't want to have to divide community assets and things like that. So that's when you get into evidence like, oh, well, did you file taxes together? Did you have a joint bank account together? Did you? But all of that alone doesn't.
No, I'm not saying that's alone. I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm just saying that goes to part of you're representing to others that you were married if you filed on your taxes. Damn. That y'all are, married jointly or something?
If that don't do it, what you got to do? Well, you got to have a ceremony and rings?
Well, you can also fill out this form. It's called, I think, an informal marriage.
Yeah, informal marriage.
Which to me, it doesn't make any sense because you might as well get a marriage license.
That's like, what I'm saying. I mean,
I'm saying for client purposes, I like that better to show in court. Because when you trying to tell me, because it is that back and forth. We ain't common law, but you live in, like, you did all three. Because, and sometimes clients will come in with the last one, but we never represent anybody. We didn't represent as husband and wife. But the Facebook post talking about, that's my husband, that's my wife.
Yeah. Correct. And y'all celebrating anniversaries. Right. That's another thing, too. If you're boyfriend and girlfriend, stop celebrating anniversaries. That's my pick.
Oh, she's just hating. You sound like you hating them.
So you never celebrated yours?
Absolutely not. Not once. Because anniversaries are for people who are married. Why are we celebrating being friends? We've been friends for 10 years.
How long were you dating before you were married?
3 or 4 years.
And you never were like, oh, this was the first time we kissed this time last year.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Cool. Don't reminisce nothing with your man?
Like, I have known my husband since we were in the fourth grade. And we don't reminisce about that because, look, we're dating. We are boyfriend and girlfriend. If you could call the quits tomorrow, there's no celebration about, hey, we friends. Now, when you get married, you like, yay, we made it another year. We made it. You celebrate that you're still together. Because me and Meredith is hard.
I'm celebrating not being divorced.
Yeah, I was with you partially, but not the whole way. Okay. So the whole anniversary for boyfriend, I kind of get that. I agree with you there. But this whole we're just friends, you're not just friends.
Yeah.
That's not your homeboy.
But what I'm saying is, what are you celebrating as an anniversary? Like, what is it? What is the purpose?
That you've been together for that long.
As what?
In a relationship. In a committed relationship.
Listen, today's date, because see, you're not dating anymore. In dating in 2019.
Okay.
If you can find somebody to commit to you, you and stay there. Celebrating. One woman, one man, yep.
1 year.
You better go ahead and praise God for that.
I'm sorry. I'm not that girl. I've most of my relationships were long-term relationships, and I've never celebrated because, like, what am I celebrating?
I didn't either, but I'm just saying that if someone wants to celebrate the fact that he has decided to stay with me again for another year with all my foolishness.
Temporarily.
Hey, go. Well, to her, it's not temporary because they're making steps. Just like, I don't think you thought year two before you caught your ring that this was temporary because you were making steps to get married. You listen up one day, he look at you and say, you know what, let's just meet me, you know, July. Go meet me July. That's not what happened. Y'all were working towards marriage.
Yeah, you have that conversation, but it's just like.
All I'm saying is just don't knock the person if they want to celebrate their 1 year anniversary or 2 years.
Yeah, like,
let them, like, it's so dating now, 2019.
To me, that's like, the equivalent of common law fiance.
That's nothing wrong with that.
If they keep them together, hey, we need more good relationships out here.
And you know that's some women stuff. You know men don't care about celebrating
anniversaries. No, the guy I dated, he knew how long we've been together way better than I did. I didn't know. I was just going with the flow. No, I'm going
to say some men care. You can't say that's a woman thing. That's a man thing, too.
Just because you don't know how long y'all been together. You don't know how long y'all been together. 4 years, 3 days, 25 hours.
Right.
Because he's 19
seconds.
I can guarantee he don't. We are both the same, a roundabout figure. 3 to 4.
Y'all made for each other.
So let's talk about a little bit about what if you, have you ever dated somebody crazy that's like destroyed your property?
No.
Like
no.
threw your stuff away.
I wish you would. They'd be in jail.
Flat your tires.
No.
Oh.
That happened to
you. Not dating.
What was it?
I had this friend. I had this friend. Uh-huh. He told me a story about
them friends.
Yeah.
Do it all the time.
They crazy stories sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like it was you.
Right.
But yeah, he told me a story. About, like, he was talking to this girl, and that's when he had his own place, and she came by. And afterwards, I guess they stopped talking, or they stopped texting each other. And next thing you know, like, one day he woke up and just going the way to work, and his tire was sliced. And it wasn't, like
punctured?
Yeah, it was kind of like, yeah.
She
was strong. She did that, you know how thick tires are?
Yeah.
Oh, she had a knife.
What did you do to her?
Me? I said a friend. I don't know. That's all I know about the story. That's all you know about the story.
So it was all four, just one.
Which tire was it?
From what he said, it was one.
Which tire? Was the left one or the right one?
It was the right.
The passenger.
Okay.
I had an ex-boyfriend. I didn't do it. But
you see how I did that?
His ex-girlfriend slashed all four of his tires. Like, how strong do you have to be?
You need a good knife.
Crazy people know.
Y'all really didn't cut
crazy
something
people,
crazy.
Crazy people,
no, no, crazy people's strength. Knife. She probably had a butter knife.
Right.
She was like, I'm going to get you this.
I was poking it like, don't get it. Cussing them out at the same time.
Nothing. I never understood the tire thing. I always said, I'm not touching your property. I'm going to touch it where it really hurts. I'm getting to your bank account.
Oh, and what are you doing? Wire transfers?
Just remove the money for a little bit. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and then,
whoa, you can do that.
You can.
That is illegal.
We need to talk after this.
We ain't going to get into that.
Disclaimer. You got to have to run that back.
Okay, so I think we know why Tariq is single.
I've not done that in years.
I need to learn.
So again, that is illegal. We're
not.
Oh no!
I just need to learn how to keep it from happening
to me. It's also illegal to destroy property too, but people still do it. I'm saying that to me, it's you can get your tire changed. That he fixes. You fix your tire like in 15 minutes, right? That tire was fixed.
Yep.
Bank. That's gonna take a few days.
Your friend got.
I helped him fix his tire.
Yeah. He called me and I helped him fix the tire.
Okay.
I'm here all week.
That's how I knew which one it was.
Okay. That's why Tariq is a good lawyer.
Got him.
Got him, coach. Speak sweet on cross-examination. Next question.
I plead the fifth.
Speaking of crazy people we dated, have y'all ever had stalkers?
I have.
Really?
What? I wish.
What did you do?
Yeah. You wish?
I wish I had a stalker. A good-looking stalker, though.
I mean, I don't really know. He would leave notes on my car. Like, when I was... I had an apartment a while back, and he would leave notes on my car.
Oh, my gosh. Did you have to file, like, a restraining order?
Mm-mm. It fizzled out. I told my dad.
Really?
It fizzled
out.
That
is crazy.
You had a stalker. Who was stalking you, Tariq? It had to be somebody who was packing a pistol.
He would wait for me after law school.
Oh, no.
And luckily, I had made friends with the homeless people. So my law school had a park.
Yeah.
Next to us. And the homeless people would all hang out at the park.
Right.
And so I would park around the parks, you know, around the perimeter of the park. And I would just talk to them every day and say, hey, how are y'all doing or whatever. So this one particular day, this guy was waiting for me at my car because he had drove by, saw my car, and he said, you know, I prayed and I had seen you for a while and I was waiting. And I was like, Lord, where is she? And so I drove by and I saw your car and it had Texas tags and I went to school in Michigan. And so I said, let me get out the car and see. And my meter was almost empty. It was running out. And so he's like, I know Tariq is the type that she's going to come out here because she's not going to try to get tickets. So he's like, I'm going to wait on her.
Did he go to school with us?
He did not.
Oh.
So he was waiting. He wasn't. He was waiting on me. And so when I came out, I didn't see him until after my friend had walked away and I came out and he said, hey, I was waiting for you. And the Lord told me just to wait on you. You're going to come out here. Mm-mm. And so I started kind of backing up and the homeless people came up and said, hey, leave our friend alone. I said,
y'all want to
see that?
Look at that.
God has a lesson in that, guys. Befriend the homeless.
Befriend everybody.
Hey. Yeah.
It paid. He actually helped me out because he really was waiting for me. I don't know how many days he did it trying to see me. But he was just sitting out there waiting for me.
No.
Must be nice.
Ever follow you home or anything? Or he just waited for you by the school?
He would just wait for me by the school. And I guess that week I had maybe parked in the garage or something. But, so we had to send out some threatening calls to make sure he didn't come back. But I was glad to have those homeless people there because they really, when I was in a wheelchair, but he was like, I'm coming for you. And I was like, I appreciate you so much.
Yeah. Shout out to the homeless people in Michigan.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. But you ever stalk somebody?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he wants one. Girl,
I don't want one. Like, I don't want one.
You said you wish.
But that'd be kind of cool. It'd be like,
really?
All right. I mean, I don't see this as a threat. If a girl starts me, I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So here's the deal, guys. So at the end of every episode, we always do rest my case. So, Taria, what are you resting your case on today? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So since we're talking about single people.
Yeah.
I really want the media and Hollywood to stop marketing black women, the single black woman. Stop making movies, books, shows about why are black women single. We know why we're single.
Do
everybody, we know.
Okay.
Everybody knows why. Can y'all just let us be great, right? We're not lonely. We're not bitter. We're none of those things. We're just living our lives and we're enjoying the state that we're in and there's nothing wrong with us. We just happen to be on the higher numbers when it comes to the single women's. Single women.
Okay.
I'm so excited about it. Okay. Single women. No S's.
Okay. Yeah. I got something for that. What you resting your case on? What are you laying to rest as far as dating? Things to get on your nerves.
Wow.
So many.
I don't know yet. Stop getting married at like early, before 21. I'm tired of seeing that.
Oh.
I want people to see
people. What if they in love?
I don't care. You got to know yourself before you can get to know somebody else. Mm-hmm. I had to learn that. When I lived by myself, I learned a lot about myself I didn't know. So you got to, like, before you know, I don't care how much in love y'all are, take some time for yourself, figure out what you like, and then, you know, maybe come back to them or something like that. But,
well, you know what I say? I say go ahead and do it because I call those referrals. Yeah. What are you resting your case?
I would just say both men and women, just be honest with yourself first and be honest with whoever you are interacting with, whether you're just trying to be a friend or if you're trying to be more than a friend, just be honest and, you know yourself and know what you want. And then that'll go a long way.
Brandy, what are you laying to rest?
Well, I got a couple, but y'all said one of them a lot. Love yourself before you try to love somebody else. People make time for what they make time for.
Uh-oh.
So if they're not making time for you, don't waste your time.
Ooh.
And don't be somebody's option if they're not making you a priority.
What does that mean?
Message.
Basically, don't be second to whatever. Oh. Like, I'm not going to say try to be first. If somebody's making you an option, then stop trying to be their priority. Just move on. Find somebody else. Find somebody that's going to love you for you, who's going to put you first versus putting you second.
Hello.
And that goes back to don't waste your time. People make time for what they want.
Okay, and I'm resting my case. I have two of them. One, Taria, this is a piggyback off of the
Of the
black women. Let's get rid of black love as far as like this whole idea that you got to be with a black man. Go outside, expand your horizons, look deep, look high, look low. You know, don't matter whether he blue, purple, green, you know, black men have been doing it for years. It's time we get with the program, honey. Get with the program. Go out there.
Sam,
open your options.
Is your husband black?
My husband is black, but my options were open before I got married.
Can you finish
resting
your case?
Huh?
Can you finish resting your case? What's your second?
She asked me a question.
I did.
Okay. So my second rest my case is boys and girls. men and women, stop making big purchases when you are not married to these individuals, or get a written agreement. Don't buy a house. Don't co-sign for no car. Don't co-sign for no student loans. Don't buy no furniture and charge up all these credit card debts, because 99, y'all gonna break up and then you aren't gonna have any recourse. And I'm just here. I'm sorry. Sorry. Not sorry, but I'm trying to help you out. Okay. So anyway, that's it for no further questions in dating in 2019. Thank our special guests for being here.
Ride Along Podcast.
They can follow you guys where?
At the Ride Along Podcast on Instagram. And for me, DJ Bronze, DJ _ Bronze Girl. Just check us out.
And also on Twitter at TRAP123 _. And anywhere you find your podcast platforms, favorite podcast platform.
Taria, where can they follow you at?
On Instagram, Simply Being T. I like long walks on the beach and trips to the theaters and the museums.
Call 1-800 High Maintenance today to read. All right.
I am high maintenance. I'm okay with it.
Brandy, where can they follow you at?
You can follow me at Brand _ Janae on Instagram.
Okay, and you can also listen to us on iHeartRadio. Follow us on YouTube and subscribe on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter at NFQPod or on Instagram at, what is our Instagram, Brandy?
No Further Q.
No Further Q, guys. So stay tuned. Thank you for tuning in. And go subscribe. And
subscribe to iTunes, iHeartRadio, YouTube, all major platforms.
Right. Yes, guys.
And we got a Facebook page. No Further Questions.
All right. That's it. Back to you, Jim.